Have you been noticing how much of the news seems to be filled with reports of what people are doing with the human body? Just this last week, we had the report that the former Olympic gold medalist, Bruce Jenner, altered his body in order to look more like a woman. Over the past few months, we have also heard more and more from those who are endorsing same-sex marriage. And again, in doing so, they're completely ignoring the complementarity of the body, that God made us male and female, which cannot be disregarded in the formation of a marriage. Now, the issue of what we do with our bodies is not a new debate, however, as we look at these issues along with the issues of reproduction, abortion, and the rest. We hear the cry of the culture of death, one of autonomy. And it reminds me of a story that I heard from Father Frank Pavone, who is the head of Priests for Life, and it regards an experience that he had with the March for Life. As he was walking down Constitution Avenue, a woman on the sidelines who had a pro-choice sign spotted him. And in picking him out, she focused on him and began to scream at him while pointing at her womb. And she screamed out, "This is my body! This is my body! This is my body!" Father Pavone was struck by the emphasis, the tone, and the insistence of this woman's cry. And he realized that these were the very same words that Jesus uttered in the upper room, and the same words that he spoke in every Eucharistic prayer in the Mass. But the difference is striking. In the case of the people that we've just named, and as this woman was crying out, she was saying, "This is my body, I can do what I want with it." Instead, Jesus said, "This is my body given for you." It is this body, his body, for which the solemnity of Corpus Christi is established. It began in the mid-13th century, where the church set apart this day in order to focus on the two important manifestations of Christ's bodily presence. First in the Holy Eucharist, and also in the church as the body of Christ. Now, this twofold emphasis is a wonderful reminder that our lives are intrinsically tied to Christ as our source of life and our model of life. First, the body of Christ in the Eucharist is the source of our spiritual life. When we partake of Christ's body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist, we participate and partake of divine grace, divine life. Now, this solemnity of Corpus Christi traditionally is celebrated on the Thursday following Trinity Sunday in most places in the world, except in the United States, where it's the following Sunday. But last Thursday at the solemnity, Pope Francis said this: "The Eucharist sanctifies us, purifies us, and unites us in a marvelous communion with God. In that way, we learn that the Eucharist is not a prize for the good, but strength for the weak. For sinners, it is pardon. It is the viaticum that helps us move forward to walk." St. Thomas Aquinas also had that same sense about the Eucharist when he wrote the antiphon for the office of Corpus Christi, and he said, "O sacred banquet in which Christ is received, the memory of his passion is recalled, the mind is filled with grace, and pledge of future glory is given to us." Today, in addition to thinking about the Eucharist as the body of Christ, we also think about Christ's body, the church, particularly as we look at the gospel reading and see the four Eucharistic actions of our Lord at the Last Supper. And these we perpetuate at every Mass. As St. Mark tells us, Jesus took, he blessed, he broke, and he gave. When it says he took, this means that there has to be something taken to be offered. When he says he blessed, that means that what has just been taken is being set apart for sacred use. When it says he broke, that which has been set apart is now fractured to be able to be used. And when he says he gave, it means that someone else had to be there to receive. This Eucharistic action is represented at the Mass in the sacrifice of Christ, who offered himself for the sins of the world. Set apart for sacred use at the Incarnation, Christ's body was broken by scourging and by crucifixion, that he might be received as the Savior for our sins of mankind. This is at the heart of Jesus' words when he says, "This is my body given for you." How different this is from, "I can do what I want." Our response to the reception of such a great gift really should be the same as his. We should say to him, as we partake of Holy Communion, "And Lord, this is my body given for you." We must be willing to be used by him as an offering to the world, in like of the willingness that he had as our Savior to go to the cross for our sins. St. Paul declared this in the Epistle to the Galatians when he said, "I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me." So we also, in so many ways, must be taken, blessed, broken, and given. In our blessing, we are endowed with grace through the sacraments, the power to live a holy life. We are then broken before we are given out. Now, the breaking is not fun. That's the hard part. This is the place where we recognize, not my will, but yours be done. We're often confronted with a need for breaking during our examination of conscience just before confession. In making ourselves useful to God, we are confronted in our examination with the times in our life where we too are saying, "Yes, this is my body. I can do what I want." But in confession, we declare that and then say, "And repent." We are offering ourselves at each Mass. And at the end of the Mass, we enter into the world, and this is where we become an offering of God as we encounter people at work, at the office, at home, at school, around the neighborhood, or in the marketplace, wherever we happen to go, that we can be the presence of Christ in the world, his body sent forth, fractured, broken to be poured out into all mankind. We are his presence to give Christ's love to all the world. Now, on a personal note about this, this is why Sandy and I have eagerly and honestly offered our obedient yes to the call of a bishop who said, "I want you in Kansas City. And I want you to move." And we said yes. Now, there are times where it's been tempting to say, "This is my body. I can do what I want. Let's see if I can find out a way to stay." It's a hard yes. But it's the one that has to be followed. In being broken and given out for Christ, we have to follow those who have been placed in authority on behalf of Christ. But it's a hard yes. As you know, Our Lady of Hope is really in my DNA. This is after my conversion where I embraced and Sandy embraced and our family embraced our life together in Christ. This is where we all grew in faith. This is where I learned to serve Christ and His church in such a powerful way with my brother, Knights of Columbus. It's at this very church where I was ordained to the priesthood, right here, with all of my family and friends present. How it doesn't get any better than that. So it's hard to say yes. But yes, it is, because this is my body given for you. In doing so, in offering, in being set apart for sacred use and being broken, and then being given, I really do want to offer a huge personal thank you to Father Saunders. I think he's still at the First Communion of Father Morey, but please pass along, Father Scheer, my personal thanks to Father Saunders, who has been my pastor, our pastor as a family, my mentor, counselor, friend, fellow presbyter, and the list of ways in which he has cared for us all and how he has supported my priesthood, the list is so long, I don't even dare to go into it. Also, a really big thank you to Father Scheer, who stood by my side as a fellow presbyter and friend of the last 3 years. And in many ways, he generously helped me to find my way as a Catholic priest, while at times having to tilt his head and wonder about some of the Anglicanisms that I was bringing into what I was doing. But he was patient with me. To my brother Knights, you remember it was on Corpus Christi not too many years ago where all of us got drenched in a thunderstorm downpour as we were processing the Blessed Sacrament around the perimeter of the church. So to my brother Knights, Viva Jesus! Through our whole ministry, as a Protestant, as a Catholic, beginning in the 70s, Sandy and I have always endeavored to live our lives with that one understanding, this is my body given for you. It's caused us to walk in holy obedience into places that scared both of us to death, and particularly at times really scared my wife, because it was a grand adventure, but oftentimes there was nothing to look forward to but God's promise for the future. But we made it. And even in coming into the Catholic Church, giving up the episcopate in Anglicanism, putting down my crozier and picking up a broom for the pancake breakfast, it was an opportunity to say yes. It was the greatest decision of our life. And thanks be to God, our whole family followed, that we could be one together in Christ and in His church. All our lives we've desired that. This is my body given for you. So my prayer, my lingering prayer for all of you is that through the ministry that I have had among you, through our lives together, that you will continue to say yes to the Lord, to give yourselves to Him. More than just simply coming to Mass, but being His in thought, word, and deed every day. So may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, as long as you're standing, let us declare our faith through the Nicene Creed.